Unit 13. Game over.
Track 85.
Grammar and listening. Exercise 3.
And that's it! The referee has blown his whistle. It's all over, and Brazil are the winners of the World Cup. What a fantastic football match! The score, England 1, Brazil 2. And now we're going back to the studio to hear what Alex and Barry have got to say.
Thank you very much, Des. Well, Alex, what have you got to say about that?
Well, Barry, I'm sure the English players can't believe it. They played so well, and then they lost a goal right at the end of the game. And a penalty as well. Bad luck.
As you said at half-time, Alex, the team's plan was to give the Brazilians no time to think.
Yes, and the plan was working. It was 0-0 at half-time. But then Ricardinho scored at the start of the second half.
It's amazing to think that just a year ago, Ricardinho was playing football in the streets of Rio, and now he's Brazil's most famous person. Let's look at that goal again.
Julio Cruz has the ball. He's just inside the English half. Oh, nice pass to Ricardinho. He's 30 metres from goal. Oh, I say, what a goal! Peter Shrives had no chance. 1-0 to Brazil after only 2 minutes of the second half.
It was a great goal. A 30-metre shot which the goalkeeper didn't see. Brilliant.
For me, the best moment of the match came halfway through the second half when Smith scored for England.
And it's a corner to England. Their fourth of the match. Lennon's going to take it. The big men are all waiting for the ball. In it comes. Goal! 1-1! Sid Smith has scored for England!
Yes, it was Sid's first goal since the opening game against Poland. And it was a typical header from a corner kick. Great goal.
Was it a penalty?
Oh, lovely play from Ricardinho. He beats one, beats another. He's inside the penalty area. Fletcher comes across to cover and... Oh, the referee has given a penalty. The English players are protesting, but no, he's not having any of it.
I'm not sure. I've watched it again and again, and it's just not clear. But at the end of the day, it's the referee's decision that counts. And to be honest, I think Brazil deserved to win.
Well, maybe, but I think we're going back to the stadium now. Des is talking to the captain of the English team, Sid Smith.
Sid, bad luck. You played well.
Thanks, Des.
You must be disappointed.
Well, I'm not going to read tomorrow's papers, that's for sure. I think the key thing was they weren't as tired as we were. We were exhausted after last Wednesday's game. We only had 3 days rest before the final. The Brazilians had 1 day more, and I think that made a difference.
Yes, that's true, Sid. What, though, would you say about the appalling...